Jim Shorts back with Kyle Mann and Alex Kuhn from KGYM 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Guys, how you doing? Sorry it's so early again.
Dude, so good. I'm so glad that this day is here.
Oh, I was a little bit worried about my excitement level for this NCAA tournament, and it's here, and I'm glad to say that I'm excited. For the first time this year, I am excited to be watching basketball.
It's just one of those days. You can't not be excited.
You know, it's honestly probably like the third most exciting thing in the world of sports for me.
Yeah.
Those World Series for me and Yankees, that's kind of bunched together. And then I think NFL playoffs is pretty important for me. I like watching that. And then, NCAA tournament's just a lot of fun to watch.
Thursday and Friday of the first round, I think, are my two of my favorite days of the year.
I would say they are my two favorite days. There's just so much going on.
Yeah. Well, two games I'm really looking forward to. Michigan going against, who are they playing? Michigan going against Montana. I see Michigan going pretty far. I don't know why. In both my brackets, it just adds up that way. I've got them going to the championship game in both.
They're playing well.
They are, and they're on a hot streak. They won the Big Ten. I don't know.
But they don't shoot free throws well. That's what worries me.
That's a big problem.
I've actually heard a lot of people, you know, jump on that bandwagon because they are the team that's playing well. They've had maybe a week or so off now, but they are the hot team. And like Alex said, the thing that really concerns me with them, though, is if you're in a close game, your ability to hit free throws is so important in March. And Michigan is one of the worst. And they also, a couple of their best players, Mo Wagner and Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman, they have a tendency to get in foul trouble. It just seems like a recipe for disaster.
The good thing for them against Montana is Montana is not a team that shoots the ball overly well. When you see these big upsets, you see somebody from one of these smaller schools get hot behind the three-point arc, and Montana doesn't have a ton of shooters.
On the flip side there, we've got another Big Ten team. I'm curious to see Ohio State. They're with South Dakota State, and South Dakota State does shoot the ball well. Over 40% from the year as a team, and then so you've got the entire team can shoot well, but then you've got one of the best players, at least one of the best scorers in the country, and Mike Dom playing for the Jackrabbits. I think he's going to make things really interesting for the Buckeyes. That's going to be tough to deal with.
Just advance South Dakota State into the second round.
And both mine, yeah. That's unquestionable.
Ohio State's a one-man team. Kata Bates-Diop has been great. But other than that, I look at South Dakota State, and I saw they played Iowa earlier this year and handled the Hawkeyes pretty easily. Mike Dom, at 6'9", shoots the three at 42% on the season,
which is a big body, too. That's
amazing.
That is a matchup nightmare for Ohio State, and they're not going to be able to contain him.
Yeah.
And he gets hot, and they also have three other guys that shoot the three very well. So this is a recipe for an upset, and I really like South Dakota State.
Yeah. Well, UNC Green's a big team I'm looking forward to because I don't know. I've got a little bit of beef with Gonzaga. I had them. They kind of screwed me a couple years ago. I know they got pretty close last year, but you know.
We hear this every year about Gonzaga. They've got the best team that they've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see how that goes. I don't know a whole lot about Greensboro. Alex, do you?
I saw them play a couple weeks ago. Let me preface this by saying Gonzaga got to the national championship game last year before losing to North Carolina. And this team isn't quite the team that they had last year. But UNC Greensboro, I watched them play against East Tennessee State in the final of their conference tournament. East Tennessee State, coached by the Lone Tree native Steve Forbes. They can defend. This is a very, very good team, and they have a good amount of size for a team of that level. Mm-hmm. So I think they can make life difficult on Gonzaga, but Gonzaga is just so big and so balanced. Killian Tilly, the French
great
forward
name
for Gonzaga, is a player to watch out for. And Jonathan Williams has really stepped up this year for Gonzaga after they lost pretty much their entire starting lineup, including an NBA lottery pick in Zach Collins, who I believe is with the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yep, played pretty well the other night, actually.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'm just glad it's back. I'm glad it's back. We're getting going today, and I'm super excited for it.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you tomorrow?
Yeah, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, cool.